Blog Talk Radio.
Just wanna make it to heaven. Just wanna make it in. Oh, I just wanna talk to Jesus.
Yes, sir.
I wanna be free from sin. Oh, oh, oh. I've been on my knees reaching for love, ringing the last phone line. Yeah. And when this life is over, I love you.
Oh,
I just had to share a part of that. That was touching me. It's to let you know what God did. And I look for that day when he said, well done, and thou good and faithful servant. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. If you get a chance, listen to that song again. And it is true to bless you. Both of them, and it would truly bless your heart. Father God, we come with thanksgiving in our heart. Your word says that in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. So we give you thanks, Father God, first and foremost for your word, because that's where we learn who we are, what we are, and whose we are is in your word. It is in your word, Father God, that we learn what truth is. It is in your word, Father God, that we learn to even honor you and reverence you the way you want to be reverent and the way you want to be honored. I thank you, Heavenly Father, because your word says that we can thank you. And we have so much to be thankful for. I think about where you brought us from. I think about, Father God, just a few years ago. So I have to say thank you. I think about, Father God, how you just reached down and took something like us. No one thought anything of, and you created us to be in your image and after your likeness. I have to say thank you. I just said thank you, Heavenly Father, because you and only you, Father God, could see there was something in us that no one else could see, but you saw it. You saw fit that we should live and not die. So I thank you for it. I thank you, Father God, for the word at noon. I thank you for those that will listen and hear, and especially those that will obey. I thank you for that. I ask you, Heavenly Father, if you'd be so kind, is to bless those that are asking that we pray for them. We put ourselves in agreement with them, especially that of Evangelist Renee. I pray, Father God, that whatever going on with her body, that it will line up to your word and become healed. Then, Father God, we ask you that this word be illuminated in our spirit and that you're able to magnify your word in a special way, that we'll have an understanding to our understanding. Maybe not like no one else, but you'll give us an understanding to our understanding. These and all blessings now, we ask in Christ's name, and for his sake we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. We was having a few technical difficulties, but I think we got it all straightened out now. Hallelujah. Well, listen, brothers and sisters, we left off talking about guarding your heart. And one of the things about living this new and living way is you have to protect your heart. And the best way to do that is with the Word of God. I'll just put that out there like that. But I want to get a little bit deeper into this story. And we're going to go to the book of Proverbs, the fourth chapter. Let's see who we got here. Okay. I'm going to ask Evangelist Sharon, do you have the Messenger Bible?
Just 1 second.
Are you able to read?
Yes, I am able to read. You would like me to read from the Messenger, you're saying?
Yeah, Proverbs 4. And I'm going to read the first two, three verses. I'll read the first three verses from Hebrews 4. I mean, Proverbs 4, I'm sorry. Proverbs 4. And I'll read the first two verses. And then we'll read a few more verses. It says, "Hear ye children, the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine. Forsake ye not my law."
Amen. And the Messenger reads, "Listen, friends, to some fatherly advice. Sit up and take notice so you'll know how to live. I'm giving you good counsel. Don't let it go in one ear and out the other." Amen.
I think I need to read the fourth verse, too, because kind of all this ties in together. "He taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandment, and live."
Okay. And the Messenger, "When I was a boy at my father's knee, the pride and the joy of my mother, he would sit me down and drill me, take this to heart, do what I tell you, live." Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. One of the greatest responsibility of a parent is to encourage their children to become wise. Here Solomon tells how his father David brought encouragement to him to seek wisdom when he was young and tender. According to the scripture, we won't go there today, but over in 1 Kings 2, 1 through 9, you'll see this story. And also in Chronicle, 1 Chronicles 28 and 29, David charged his son. This encouragement may have prompted Solomon to ask God for a discerning spirit or a discerning heart. Above everything else he could have asked for, he had an opportunity to get anything he wanted that God had. And God asked him, what did he want? And he said, wisdom. Why wisdom, you ask? Because wisdom can be passed on from one parent to their children and from their generation to generation. Unlimited course that wisdom can take. I was talking to, I think it was Evangelist Sharon on the other day, about how you pass information on to your children and to your grandchildren, because you don't want your children to think what their eyes see is true. I was talking to a preacher this morning, just this morning, about how important it is that we need to get a grip on what our children is seeing and what they're being taught. I think it was Evangelist Sharon was telling me that Muslims, they don't even allow them to actually watch a lot of TV and get a whole lot of circular stuff in their spirit. And when you think about it, it's good because they're protecting them from some of the stuff out here. And that's what we should do. I'm not telling you to ban your children. I say make it real. Keep the reality there. But then show them how important it is. And as quiet as it kept, when you read this, you'll see that this is how you guard your heart. This is how you protect your heart. And as parents, we are required to teach our children and our grandchildren and they're to teach their children. I'm sorry if it's going to bother you, because I know I have some listeners out here that this may affect, and if so be, God bless you, honey. God bless you, brother. But when I was growing up, they stayed in the closet because that's what we were taught, that Adam and Eve and not Adam and Steve. I mean, that's what we were taught. And I come to find out it's true. Two men can't have no babies. Two women can't have no babies. So what God established was true. So stop going against God. And we need to teach our children, don't go against God's principle at no cost. And if I must say, teach them
Amen.
Not to go against the word of God, period. I don't care what it is. Do not go against the things of God. So that's what Solomon was experiencing here. And we're letting the people know about how important the word of God was. And he used this opportunity to express this. And, of course, wisdom comes from God. Hallelujah. And that's what he said. He could have anything he wanted. And he said, Father, I like to have wisdom to be able to know and how to go in and out before your people. Well, that had to come from God. He could have asked for whatever, million, trillions. It didn't matter, but he chose wisdom. And let me ask you today, what are you asking God for? See, wisdom will get you into eternal life. A few dollars and buy you a car, house. But how about wisdom? How about adorning yourself with wisdom? That's going to protect you. But we're going to read, Pastor Bill, and she'll read from, the fourth, that we're in Proverbs 4. And if you read Proverbs 4, we read the fourth verse. But let's go back and grab 4 through 9, okay? Let's read 4 through 9 at the King James, and Evangelist Sharon can continue to read out of the Messenger.
Good afternoon. Okay, Proverbs 4, verses
yes.
4 through 9. He taught me also and said unto me, let thy heart retain my words, keep my commandments and live. Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou doest embrace her. She shall give to thy head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. Amen.
Amen, amen. And in the Messenger, I'm going to start from 3 because it'll just make more sense. When I was a boy, at my father's knee, the pride and joy of my mother, he would sit me down and drill me, take this to heart. Do what I tell you, live, start everything and buy wisdom. Forage for understanding, don't forget, one word. Don't deviate an inch. Never talk away from wisdom. She guards your life. Love her. She keeps her eye on you. Above and before all, do this. Get wisdom. Write this at the top of your list. Get understanding. Throw your arms around her. Believe me, you won't regret it. Never let her go. She'll make your life glorious. She'll garland your life with grace. She'll festoon in days with beauty. Amen.
Amen.
Wow. You got to let that soak in your spirit. You got to let that really hit your spirit because you're trying to protect yourself. And here's a father telling the child what to do. Come on, somebody. I know you've tried to instruct your children, if you have any children. Or maybe you tried to instruct your nieces, your nephews. And when you put them on that path, you want them to get wisdom. And wisdom comes from God only. So urge your children to turn to wisdom. That's what Solomon did. I wish I had time to tell you how wise Solomon was, how smart he was, how his fame went out and through all the land. And so when Jesus hit the scene, Jesus says, greater than a Solomon is here now. And people buck their eyes because they know how wise Solomon was. He built a temple. And there wasn't a hammer sound nowhere. And when they knew anything, it was built. And it was the architect that was involved in design. It had to come from God.
Mm-hmm.
It was duty. I could go on and tell you about, but it was wisdom that he got, how to build it. And for those that may not know, a lot of courts right now in America, it was set up based on Solomon. So when you go in the court, you're going to see it's in the... That's the way they erect the buildings. They got that right out of the Bible. Why? Because the sun come up. That's the bright part of life. But I could go on and tell you, though, sir. But the point I want to make is God gave him wisdom. And God's word... has to be received in your spirit. So if a person mm-hmm. never taught you any way, God's word can function as a loving and compassionate mother or father to you. You see, mm-hmm. scriptures, and I want y'all to hear this. You can learn from the scripture, brothers and sisters. If you'll get in the word, and let her get in you, she will begin to guide you. The Bible says, if you want wisdom, you must decide to go after her. Isn't that interesting? It's just not at the door. It's just not in your bedroom. And it's just not on your tablet. It's just not on that book. You got to get in there. To find wisdom. That's something mm-hmm. you have to search for. That's something you yeah. don't have to do.
Amen.
See, reading the Bible is one thing. Searching for understanding is a whole nother. Because he says wisdom is the principal
yes.
thing. So therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, they'll get stuff, but they don't understand how it works. I know children got tablets and got computers and got phones, and they don't know how it works. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's nice to get some understanding about it. Then you know what you're working with. So he says, so therefore we are commanded to learn scriptures and create a legacy with God through wisdom and allow the Holy Spirit to teach us. And we're going to teach our children. And we're mm-hmm. going to teach our children. And it's going to become a daily thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want to But you got to determine this. You got to determine if you want to, because if you do, you're going to have to go for her. You're going to have to go after it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then he says, don't abandon her. Don't leave her. When you get her, I like through the 14th through the 17th. Let me go on to read that because I'm going to mess around and get excited here in a moment. But read 14 through, well, you know what? Read 14 through 19 now. The more I see this, the more I just want to comment on this.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Enter into the path of the wicked and go not in the way of evil men. Avoid it. Pass not by it. Turn from it and pass away. For they sleep not, except they have done mischief, and their sleep is taken away, unless they cause some to fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. Amen.
Amen, amen. Okay, let's start here. I'm writing out clear directions to wisdom way. I'm drawing a map to righteous road. I don't want you ending up in blind alleys or wasting time making wrong turns. Hold tight to good advice. Don't relax your grip. Guard it well. Your life is at stake. Don't take wicked bypass. Don't so much as set foot on that road. Stay clear of it. Give it a wide berth. Make a detour and be on your way. Evil people are restless unless they're making trouble. They can't get a good night's sleep unless they're made life miserable for somebody. Perversity is there. Food and drink, violence, their drug of choice. The ways of right living, people glow with light. The longer they live, the brighter they shine. But the road of wrongdoing gets darker and darker. Travelers can't see a thing. They fall flat on their faces. Amen.
So if you want wisdom, you must decide to go after her. Take her. Put her in your spirit. Hide her. Treat her as a pregnant woman would treat her child. Determine that, you know what, you're not going to abandon this child. You're not having a miscarriage here. Not here.
Mm-hmm. Amen, amen.
So pay attention. Listen. Determine that. We're not going to have an abortion here. And you know what you're going to do? You're going to continue to gain strength, no matter what difficulties and what road you're going down. Because, you know, sometimes women have trouble with pregnancy where I've even known where they have to get off their feet. The doctor tell them, don't walk around. Just keep your feet up. You don't want you working because you don't want to lose what you got.
Amen, amen.
That's the ideal you got to have about this word, brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
See, this word, if you will allow me, because I don't care how difficult the road may become, this is not a once-a-lifetime step, but it's a daily process to choose between the two paths. Because there's going to always be something there for you to choose. God's going to always give you that. Somebody ought to say amen on that. Aren't you glad God give you a choice? So you just don't have to take the one path. But, hey, you got a choice that you can take one or the other. Why not go down the right path, he's saying here.
Yeah,
that's right.
David taught Solomon, his son, as a young boy, to seek God's wisdom. Was the most important thing to choose. And if you would choose that, Solomon, and learn this lesson well, when God appear to the new kings, you're going to have favor. When you take over the throne of God, God is going to give you wisdom. And not only wisdom, but he's going to give you understanding. And above else, we should also make God's wisdom our first choice. Let the wisdom of God be your first choice. So when we don't have to wait for God to appear to us, we can boldly ask him for wisdom for this day. I like what James said over there in James 1 and 5. You don't have to go to it, but that's an awesome thing, brother and sister. God will grant us that wisdom. Every friend can make you fall. You'd be surprised. Friends can cause you to fall. But when you stay with the word of God, he builds you up. He picks you up. I know how difficult people can be. I know the language. I understand all this. But let me tell you what, brothers and sisters, as a young person, because this is an older man talking to a young man, what to do and what not to do. And somebody said once, if you train them when they get young, when they get older, they won't depart from it. That don't mean they're not going to do some stuff, but they're going to realize, hey, men belong with women and women belong with men. They ain't going to get away from that. But see, nowadays, what they teach children, it's okay to do this. It's okay to do that. It's not okay to go against the word of God. And don't you ever tell anybody that's right. The only right you have, and please hear this, and I want you to hear it, you know, double talk. The only right you have is to live your life. And it's your choice to live your life. And God lays it out here for you. The how you should live, the way you should go. And even right here, he's telling you, get wisdom. Let wisdom guide you. Because along your life, you're going to find out that there's a path out there that can deceive you. So when you walk straight as you think you're walking, remember, brothers and sisters, the devil going to pop up here and there. Just keep walking. But he don't want you to stray from that path. He don't want you to get on that path because there's a feel-good path out there. We all know there's a feel-good path out there, huh? It makes you feel good. Yeah, I like that song. I think her name, Haley, what's her name? Bailey, Haley, I got to think of that song. But anyway, she was on the wrong path. And she got it straight. But let me tell you, brothers and sisters, and maybe I just bring to a close. I want you to understand, especially the young people that listen, accept what the writer says here, what he learned from his daddy, and that is treat her right. Treat the word of God right. And when you do that, the word's going to be good to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You treat the word right, the word going to treat you right. It's going to make your path clear. There's a lot of things that goes on. The word has to deal with it. But Solomon understood that he wanted wisdom. And in his wisdom, he was going to get understanding. So here it is. The queen came down, and the queen said, Solomon, I hear how wise you are. And your fame have went out through all the land, Solomon. And I come to see how wise you are. I want not to test your wisdom, but I want to see how wise you are. And she brought some flowers in her left hand, and she had some in her right hand, and it was artificial flowers, and you couldn't tell one from the other, especially when you were 10 paces away. You couldn't look at it and really tell. That's how close they were, how identical they were. And so the queen said to Solomon, Sir Solomon, I've heard about your wisdom. Tell me, Solomon, which one is real and which one is fake. I'm going to show you the wisdom of God. Solomon went and opened the window, and the bees came in.
Say it now.
The bees came in. Where do you think the bees land, huh?
On the real flowers.
Another occasion when two women were arguing over their baby, this one woman got up at night and stole the baby and told Solomon, this woman trying to take my child. So Solomon had to make a decision here on whose baby it really was. So Solomon, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to slice this baby up, and you're going to get half, and she's going to get half. But what you think about that one, huh? We'll just cut this baby in half, since you saying it's your half, and you saying it's your half. So Solomon had his guard to come, and when the man raised the axe, the woman started crying. She said, no, 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 she can have her. Solomon said, get that woman her baby.
Amen.
See, there'll be some situation, brothers and sisters, only God can answer. And you need that wisdom, and you'll get understanding from that.
Yes.
Protect your spirit. Protect your heart. Guard your heart. And the best way to do it is use the word of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to leave that with you all today, and may God bless you. We'll see you all for the review on Helen Bailey. That's her name, Pastor? Helen Bailey?
I'm not sure, Pastor.
I'm going to look up her. But she sang this song where she talk about her grandmama teach her how to pray. And she had a praying grandmama. That's the name of that song. I don't know the name of it, but in it, it says she had a praying grandmama. You'd be surprised who's praying for you.
Yeah.
You didn't get this from wrong. But pass it along. Some of y'all may have to be a praying grandmama. Some of y'all may have to stand in the gap for your family.
Amen.
For your brother, for your children, for your grandchildren. God want to use you.
Amen.
You've been looking every which way, but you got to protect what God done put in you. And then become obedient. I thank God for each and every one of you.